USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The New York Times reports a second whistleblower is considering filing a complaint. On CNN, House Foreign Relations Chair Congressman Elliot Engel was asked if there's enough evidence to convince people that impeachable offenses were committed.
I believe where there's smoke, there's fire, and I think the American people believe that too. And as we have more and more people as witnesses and more people coming to talk to us, I suspect there'll be a lot more smoke and a lot more fire.
As the president continues to go after Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden and his son Hunter, the former vice president was asked about it.
There's been no indication of any conflict of interest from Ukraine or anywhere else. Period. I'm not going to respond to that. Let's focus on the problem. Focus on this man, what he's doing that no president has ever done.
This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Purina. There's no doubt that pet owners want the best for their furry friends, including the best food to help them grow and fuel a long, healthy life together. But with increased confusion about what's good and bad, many pet owners may not feel completely confident that their pet's food is healthy and safe. Finding pet food for your dog or cat's nutritional needs, while factoring in his or her life stage, lifestyle, and activity level, is critical to health and longevity. Purina Chief Veterinary Officer, Dr. Kurt Venator.
Don't be afraid to call a pet food company and ask questions. These four things can help ensure your pet's food is safe and healthy. Look for a company that invests in scientific research to fully understand pets' needs and offers foods that are formulated by professional nutritionists, complete and balanced, and validated with feeding trials. When in doubt, consult your veterinarian to better understand your pet's specific needs.
For more, visit Purina.com. Again, that's www.purina.com.
Protesters in Baghdad were demanding jobs and a better standard of living when government troops opened fire on them. Iraqi security forces took aim at hundreds of anti-government demonstrators who were demanding more work and improved services on Friday in central Baghdad. 17 of the protesters were killed. Dozens more were injured. Open protests in Iraq are rare, and the government has ordered curfews in the capital of Baghdad and blocked internet access since the protests began. The longtime host of the TV game show Jeopardy! Is continuing to battle pancreatic cancer. Alex Trebek tells Canada CTV News he is once again on chemotherapy, and the treatment does have some severe side effects.
The day after chemo, my eyesight gets messed up a little. And then the next day after that, I started getting pains in my joints.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Federal Reserve says the economy is pretty good right now. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that the U.S. economy is facing some risks at the moment, but overall it's in a good place, and the Fed's main job is to keep it there as long as possible. Powell noted that unemployment is half a century low and inflation is running close to the Fed's 2% target. While Fed officials believe they have the correct strategy and tools to extend the current record-long expansion, it's important to examine whether any changes could improve the Fed's handling of the economy. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The U.S. State Department is offering a $5 million reward for information leading to the arrest of the perpetrators of an ambush that killed four U.S. Green Berets in Niger 2 years ago. The Trump administration made the offer through its Rewards for Justice program. The attack happened October 4, 2017, in southwest Niger against U.S. Special Forces, who were conducting a joint patrol with Nigerian forces. Another two Americans and eight Nigerians sustained injuries. The leader of the Islamic State of the Greater Sahara, Adnan Abu Walid al-Sarawi, claimed responsibility for the attack. Rewards for Justice offered up a separate $5 million reward for information locating him. You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.